Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie that you've probably never seen before. And this week, we take a look at the political satire, Election. Election is a 1999 movie directed by Alexander Payne, with a screenplay written by Payne and Jim Taylor. It's based on an unpublished book by Tom Perata. The film stars Reese Witherspoon, Matthew Broderick, Chris Kline, and Jessica Campbell. Election chronicles the high school election of student government president at George Washington Carver High School in Nebraska. And like many years before, Tracy Flick, played by Reese Witherspoon, is running for president unopposed, which very much annoys Jim McAllister, the disgruntled teacher who runs the student government, who, due to events that happened the year before, hates Tracy Flick. So much so that he manipulates an unassuming yet popular student to run against Flick and try to depose her. What ensues after this is basically asking the question, how far will one go to get what they want? The film is very much a satire on real-life US elections and how candidates will do whatever it takes to get the glory, or in Jim McAllister's case, satisfaction. Matthew Broderick plays the incredibly unlikable McAllister to perfection. McAllister has had several run-ins with Flick before, on many occasions, both directly and indirectly. And while I can't disclose the details here, just know that he wants to put Tracy in her place out of spite. And he uses poor Paul Metzler to do it, who is played really well by Chris Kline. Paul's one of the only people in the movie who doesn't come out the other end permanently scarred for life. In fact, he's all around a nice guy. And McAllister manipulates him to join the election for his own personal gains, which also indirectly drives a tiff between Chris and his sister Tammy, played by Jessica Campbell. She also runs for president and serves as a sort of middle ground between Paul and Tracy, choosing to run on causing disruption rather than order. Her conflict with Paul is a nice B-plot to the main story, and Jessica Campbell really knocks it out of the park for playing the disgruntled teen. But the real show stealer of the movie is, of course, Tracy Flick, played by Reese Witherspoon. Flick is the naive overachiever in the school, and when she finds out Paul is running for president as well, she goes ballistic. His ability to get everything handed to him before he even knows he wants it is a perfect dichotomy to Tracy, who works hard to get everything and cares about the school's actual well-being, even if student government doesn't matter that much in the long run. And the epitome of this is in the results of the election. I can't go into too much detail without giving away spoilers, but it's one of those blink and you'll miss it moments where it doesn't matter what did happen, but what could have happened. But no matter how you slice it, Broderick's McAllister is the immoral villain of the movie, to the hard-working Flick, who deserves everything she gets. Which makes it even more baffling why people consider Tracy to be the villain of the movie. I mean, it's not too baffling. This came out a few years after the Clinton scandal, and along with the contents of the movie, it should give you an idea of people's thought process back then. But from a modern perspective, it's clear to see that it's Tracy who is the one being messed with, for a petty rivalry of all things. Tracy is not a villain. And while watching the movie, I kept on thinking back to Amy Poehler's portrayal of Leslie Knope in the show Parks and Recreation. It's fantastic. I highly recommend it. But Knope is a very similar character to Tracy, and with that in mind, I saw her as more the victim of the movie. I mean, the worst she does is sabotage the election by tearing down some posters. And while that is bad, it's nothing compared to everything McAllister does to Tracy in the movie, and not just to her, to a lot of people. So if you haven't seen Election, go watch it. But if you saw it a while ago, I recommend checking it out again. Maybe with a new lens, you might feel the same way I do about Tracy Flick. Election is available to stream on Paramount Plus. You can check it out at your local library, or use the Canopy app to watch it for free. It's also available to buy and rent on iTunes, and a few years ago, the home video company, the Criterion Collection, released a special edition of the movie with some extra goodies inside. You can purchase that on Criterion.com. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.